Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Matana, Halacha Hei, Ois Nun Dalet, page Lamed Zayin. Rav Nosson Zal says now, V'chol ze tzorich kol echod lohovin mize remozim liatzmoi. All of this that we've spoken about till now, each and every single person has to be able to draw lessons for themselves and hints related to their own personal serving Hashem. Shedaiko betoikev cheshkes galusoi. That specifically, when the person is finding themselves in their darkest moments, their lowest lows, shehu bechinas tohoim mamish, where the person finds himself in the depths, begashmius veruchnius, both in terms of physical problems, gashmius problems, whether it be parnosa, health, children, all kinds of things like that, or and beruchnius, spiritual problems, bechinas tohoim el tohoim koirei, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, one depth calls out to the other depth. Kemoi Shapirish Rashi, and Rashi says over there, Tzoro koiras lechaver terachmono tzlan, that one problem calls out to the other problem. Whereas the person's problem, how he's jumping from crisis to crisis. That when a person is in that kind of situation, gam shom Hashem Yisborach meir bechazdoi. Just as we spoke about Hanukkah, and we spoke about the fact that the Greeks were looking to try to attach the Choshech to the Alpnei Sohoim. They were trying to attach Golus number 3 and 4, not to allow any break in the middle to drown the Yidden. So too, each and every one of us goes through certain times where the Satan tries to put together, combine two problems, in one, hit the person in one zet with two crises to really sink the person down. And the person has to know that just like then, the plan of the Greeks was destroyed through the tzaddikim at that time. The tzaddikim at that time, Mattathiah and his sons, were able to destroy their plan. So too, each and every individual has the ability to get out of their own crises. Gam shom Hashem Yisborach meir b'chazdoi al yidei tzaddikim. When a person finds himself in that low place, Hashem shines His light to the person through the tzaddikim. Shemamshichem b'chinas tefilas Hashem. These tzaddikim who are qualified to draw the tefillah of Hashem itself, to activate the tefillah of Hashem itself. Shemishom hachasodim she'enom kolim loylam. That's the sight from which there are found these super chasodim that never stop. Which means no matter how low you are, they don't, that chesed is always available. Ach kol echot tzorech lehizchazek lahamin bozeh. However, each and every single Jew has to strengthen himself to believe in this. Ulehishtadel b'chol ma sheyuchal, and to bend every effort, litzoik ulehispalel Hashem, to scream and daven Hashem. V'ho ikar, the main thing is, sheyo'irer tfilas Hashem bi'atzmoi, that the person should try to activate the tfilah of Hashem himself, meaning, sheyivakesh me'Hashem yizborach, the Jew should ask Hashem, sheyispalel bi'atzmoi avuroi, that Hashem should pray for me. A person should ask Hashem to pray for him. The kanal, as we mentioned earlier, because we had said that Rabbein Azal explains in Eternal Likut Imran that by Hashem there is found two levels of Rachmonus. There's lower level Rachmonus and higher level Rachmonus. And Rabbein Azal gives a moshel where he says, you have a certain person who has a $10,000 problem. And the only thing that's going to solve their problem is $10,000. Now, in the city that they live in, the richest, in the hick town that they live in, the richest guy, the biggest donation that person could possibly give him is $500. That's it. That's the level of people that he's dealing with. Now, the $500 isn't going to help him at all. It's not going to address his problem. So Rabbein Azal says, what does the person do in such a case? He approaches that person and he says to him, listen, I have this crisis. and it's a super crisis, and I know that you want to help me, but if you were to help me with money, the maximum that you can give me is $500, which isn't going to solve my problem whatsoever. Therefore, I don't want money from you. What I want from you is that instead of giving me $500, which won't help me, I want you to go to Mr. X, who has $10,000, who can give me $10,000, but I have no access to him because he's one of those rich guys who has limited friends. And because you're much richer than I am, I'm a beggar. You're a middle-income guy. You have access to this wealthy person. Go to him and ask him on my behalf for the $10,000. Rav Enizal gives this as a moshul, and Rav Enizal says that kavyochol by Hashem himself, there are these two levels. There's rachmim pshutim, ordinary kindness, and there's rachmim gedoilim. And Rav Enizal proves this from a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says uberachamim gedoilim akabtzech, implying that there's rachmim gedoilim and there's rachmim that's non-gedoilim. So therefore, Rav Enizal says that there are certain times when a person has a certain type of emergency where for them to pray regularly, the way they usually do, trying to access Hashem's kindness, it's not enough. Even if they make a hit, it's not going to be good enough to resolve this crisis. Therefore, in such cases, what should the person do? Rav Enizal says that the person should pray to Hashem, that Hashem himself should pray kaviyochol to Hashem for him. That Hashem's rachmim pshutim should pray to the rachmim gedoilim. Now, what do you mean Hashem should pray? Yeah. The Gemara says beferish that Hashem prays. So that's not anti-Jewish or anti-Litvish baloney. That's in the Gemara. The Gemara says Hashem davens. So there is such a concept. And Rav Enizal shows some examples where this took place in Jewish history. For example, when Miriam Hanaviyah spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's very few crimes that a person could do that would anger Hashem worse than that. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Hashem gets much more upset when you insult a tzaddik than when you insult Hashem himself. The Zohar HaKadosh brings proof. It says that there's a story, there was a Novi, Yerovam ben Nevot, who was one of the worst Rishoim. He built an altar for Avodah Zorah, and he was in the middle of bringing sacrifices on this altar to Avodah Zorah. Now the Gemara says in one place that kol zman sheyesh Avodah Zorah boilam, charoy naf boilam, that one of the things that really teases Hashem and gets Hashem boiling mad is Avodah Zorah. And yet, the Navi says, this Yerovam ben Nevot was there doing the whole production, his whole spiel, and nothing happened to him. Hashem didn't blow him away. Hashem sent a Navi to him, Adoy HaNavi, who was a tzaddik, and Hashem said to Adoy, you go tell Mr. Yerovam ben Nevot that I got a message for him, that if he doesn't change his ways, it's all over for him. So it says that Adoy HaNavi went to Yerovam and said to him, I come on the name of Hashem, and Hashem says, stop. Hashem says, enough of all your stuff. So the Navi says that when Yerovam saw him, he got so mad that he picked up his hand to strike Adoy. The second he picked up his hand shriveled up and became zift, became nothing. He lost his hand. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, look what happened here. He was busy bringing korbanos to Avodah Zorah, and Hashem was able to contain himself. Hashem didn't pull the trigger. The second he picked up his hand to a tzaddik, then there's no patience, there's no negotiate, zero. Hashem blew him away immediately. Zap, he lost his hand, period. So now when Miriam Hanaviyah spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, this triggered off super anger on the part of Hashem. She became a leper immediately. She became Metzora immediately. So the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu went to daven for her. What was his tefillah? It says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kel no, Hashem please, Rifon lo, please cure her. Now, the Torah doesn't stutter. The Torah wouldn't say no twat. What kind of business is that? Rav Enizal explains in this chapter on the Likutei Moran that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, please what? please daven for Miriam Hanavia. And what should your tefillah be, Hashem? Your tefillah should be refor no lo. Rabbeinu Zal proves this in that chapter in Likutei Moran. So here, Rab Nosson Zal is telling every one of us that when a Jew finds himself in a very bad place, when a Jew feels that he's gotten double barrel right in the face, that's when a Jew should access this type of tefillah. Kavyochel, to beg Hashem himself to be mispalel for us, that Hashem himself should be mispalel for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I find myself in such a low madrega now, so far down, that it appears to me that if you were to use your average Rachmanis on me, it ain't going to be enough to resolve this triple crisis that I find myself in now. No parnasa, notice, know that, no wife, all sides. I feel like I'm totally in the garbage. Therefore, Kavyochel, therefore, based on the advice that I've heard from Tzadikim, I'm begging you, Hashem, it appears to me that for me to try to access your Rachmim Pshutim, your regular Rachmanis, it's not going to be enough to resolve my crises. Therefore, I'm begging you, Hashem, to please turn on your Rachmim Gedoilim. How? Who can? I can't do that. That's something that only you, Hashem, could do. You or the biggest tzaddikim have access to that. Therefore, I'm begging you, Hashem, to do what it takes to turn on your Rachmim Gedoilim for me. Another example of this, the Zohar Kodesh gives, when the Jews were standing at Kriyas Yamsuf, and they started screaming to Hashem. It says they started screaming to Hashem. And Hashem said to them, Ma titzak elai? What are you screaming to me for? The Zohar HaKadosh says, Why are you screaming, comma, elai, to me? The Zohar HaKadosh says, Ba'atiko tal yamilsa. That Hashem was telling them that now isn't the time, your usual praying ain't going to help you now, because the normal channels of kindness aren't enough to deal with this crisis. What was the crisis? That the Tsar Shalyam was saying, what kind of baloney? Hashem said, open up for the Jews, let the Jews pass through and drown the Egyptians. The Tsar Shalyam said, why? They're both idol worshippers. Why should I show favoritism to the Jews over the Egyptians? And the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh say that it was a tremendous, difficult time, because there was a complaint. There was a kitrug against the Jews. Why should these live and these should die? Both are bad. And that was when Hashem said, Ba'atiko tal yamilsa. This is where we got to turn on that upper channel of Rachmonis, which goes above and beyond the normal rules and the normal mishpat. It overrides all of that stuff. You understand? The Gemara in Brachas gives one example. The Gemara says, what does Hashem say? And the Gemara says, Hashem says as follows, may it be my will that my kindness should overtake my anger towards the Jews. Kaviyochel. Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, exactly. That's where it says it. That's where it says in the Brachas.
What we're talking about here is the universe or the system, the way the Rabbeinu Shalom set up the world. Rabbeinu Shalom is a echad. But if you're talking about like the concepts of the Olamot Elyonim, you could say like one part here should intercede for a higher level, on a higher level to bring things down. Even though the whole show is under the control of the Rabbeinu Shalom.
So exactly.
Just say as his word created everything, that he should just say that his presence should.
He should give the word, in quotes, like.
Word, word.
Exactly.
It seems to me like, I know that, and I don't know how it's conceived, you know, like, you can't be a real conceived if you don't know enough. If you don't know this concept of praying, sometimes you end up losing out.
Correct. Or if you don't know the right person. One of two choices, either you know all of this yourself, or you know someone that does.
Isn't there like a level also where of friendship and such simplicity, you know, that you cut through all that, you know? Because we know very well, I mean, I know the story of Rabbeinu Baruch, once a woman came to him who was a son, coming tomorrow with a very, very sick. And he said, look, I don't know how to handle anything.
Yes.
And then she spent the whole night crying over this little boy.
Yes.
The little boy got better, and he said, look what that mother's prayer can do.
Yes.
So, I mean,
The answer is, when I'll spend a whole night crying, or when you or I will be able to spend 5-6 hours straight crying, and not crying like a man, but crying like a lady, which is 20,000 times better than a man, then we'll say, yeah, that could also do it. And it's not that, hey, you could either do it this way, or there's another simple way to do it. Simply cry all night. It's not so simple, because the Gemara says tears are one of the most powerful, powerful weapons imaginable.
It's very difficult to turn on the water.
So I'm saying here what you're saying is true, that there are other options to a degree, but not nothing simple. You know, it's not simple. It's not. In other words, there are some people that think that the moment they turn on 30 seconds of sincerity and say something in Hashem with 30 seconds of sincerity, they expect that right away everything's going to happen, and it's just not true. You look in the Torah. I'll give you the best proof, you know, that I've heard mentioned recently. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Hashem's closest, super closest tzaddik, it says when the Jews worshipped the Egel HaZov, Vayechal Moshe es Pnei Hashem Alekov. Moshe Rabbeinu davened Hashem. So the Medrash says, what's Vayechal? Vayechal means he davened until he got sick. Person say, what kind of baloney? This was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu simply had to come in and show his card, and that was it. Sheker, sheker. That's not the way it happens. It's not, and I've heard it in 1993. That's the way. When it says it there, it's a lesson for us. That if you're up against a big problem, and you simply have an hour of espiritus, it's not enough. The tzaddikim, when they crash through things, it's by getting up in the middle of the night and by davening so hard where they get sick, literally sick from davening, giving everything into it, where at the end of it he's ready to collapse. That's part of what's required in tefillah. Now again, this doesn't mean that, so you mean if I can't do that, then I might as well do baloney. You don't have that option either. Means each person has to try to do the maximum they can, but know that there's different levels, and know what he's saying here. Yes, you're right. That you mean to say that most people don't even know about this, they never even access that. Yeah, that's right. This thing is mostly it's only tzaddikim that know about this, that know how to play with tefillah in terms of knowing which floor to access. They can see a problem and they can understand that this person's been working on this problem for 10 years and nothing happened because they've been looking on the first 6 floors and they don't know that their solution is on the 13th floor. Lahavdil Begashmis, you don't have that? You don't have cases where a guy tried something for 10 years straight, nothing happened, and then somebody tells him, you know why? You don't realize that it was right next door. Let's go. Kize Iker Kla, one second, Kikol Ma Sheyesh Yoiser, Eze Bechina Isarusa de Lesato, because the more that a Jew himself shows initiative, Sheisha Yisraeli Mispalel Milamato, where the Jew himself davens down here on earth, Misoirer Beyoiser Kaviochel Koyacht Filoso Yisborak Yedua, he activates the tefillah of Hashem more and more. So that's another point, that the more actions, the more mitzvahs we do, the more we daven, the more we make effort, the more it causes an equal opposite effect from Hashem, that Hashem himself should daven. Rabbeinu Zal has a small chapter on Likud Imran where he writes that when a Jew pours out his heart to Hashem, there's a pasuk that says, V'techasreyu ma'at mi'elikim. When a person feels that he's missing something, he's lacking in something, it's a reflection on the Shekhinah kaviyochol, that the Shekhinah is also lacking in something, and it shows itself in the chesaron that the person has. And Rabbeinu Zal says that a Jew who tries to be so close with Hashem that he discusses his problems like he's discussing it with his closest friend, when he gets finished talking, the Shekhinah pours out its heart to that person. Kaviochel is that response from the other side. There's the Tfilas Hashem. There's a famous story that's written about one of the students of the Arizal, Rabbi Avraham Halevi, who was the Arizal told him he was a Gilgal of Yirmiyahu Hanovi. He was the one who used to wake everybody up in Tzfas to get up for Chatzos. He was the Vekar. So Arizal told him, you know why this is your job? Because you were Yirmiyahu Hanovi. You were the one who foretold the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you're the one who has this in your blood the most, you know, this issue of Tikkun Chatzos. So at one point, the Arizal saw him, and the Arizal told him that he's about to pass away, that his time had come. And the Arizal told him, there's one way that you can possibly get an extension, and that is by going to Yerushalayim. You have to go to Yerushalayim and go to the Kosel Maravi and pour out your heart there to Hashem real big, and if you're Matzliach, you'll get an extension. He heard this. He just said, if you're Matzliach, then you'll know you got your extension. This Rabbi Avraham Halevi took the advice and traveled from Tzfas to Yerushalayim, not like today where it takes 4 hours. Then it took a few days by donkey, whatever it is. And traveled to Yerushalayim, came to the Kosel, and at the Kosel poured out his heart to Hashem, big, big. After he finished pouring out his heart completely, he fell asleep and he saw a vision. And he writes that in this vision he saw a woman, the image of a woman walking on top of the Kosel, and he describes the way he saw. And this woman was crying, the image was crying, pouring out its heart to him about the Churban Beis HaMikdash and about the situation of the Jews in Golos, and etc., etc. When he came back to the Arizal, that whole thing finished, he went back to Tzfas. When he came into the Arizal told him, you should know that you were given an extension of 22 years, period. You know, as a result of, because he, again, now how come he, if the Arizal was such a big tzaddik, how come he couldn't smoke a cigarette, one of those funny cigarettes, and make it happen that way? How come he couldn't do go to the mikvah 4.5 times? The answer is, each thing has its, here it meant traveling, getting on a donkey and go traveling those 200 miles, and going there and having to pour out his heart, you know, having to go all out, and that's what made the tikkun. That's not for us to figure out how easy or difficult, you know, it is in each and every circumstance. But here's an example I'm showing you where he poured out his heart to the Shekhinah, and he activated the Tfilas Hashem in a sense, where he was shown the video of the Shekhinah appearing to him and pouring out its heart to him. Which is this concept of the Tfilas Hashem, Kavyocha. Ki ze iker klal kol kavonois hatoyrov amitzvois. Because this is the main purpose to our Torah and mitzvois, v'chol kavonos hatfila. And this is certainly the main reason for our davening. She'ikra kavono, the most important reason and intent in our davening is Shaidei sarusa de lesato yisar leila kiyadua, that as a result of our efforts below, we expect that to turn on something above, to activate a response from above. Hainu, this means kisha'onu loimdim Torah, when a Jew on earth learns Torah, Oy mekayim meizeh mitzvah, or a Jew performs a mitzvah, aydeze mo'oyrin oiso yizborach lekayim oiso hatorah v'mitzvah. That Jew, kaviyochol, pushes Hashem, arouses Hashem to do that mitzvah, to be mekayim what it says in the Torah, or to do that mitzvah. V'chein kishonu mispalim lefonav yizborach, and so too, when we daven to Hashem, Azai hu yisborach bi'atzmoi mispalel. That causes, that triggers a responding tefillah from Hashem himself. Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for the Jews by the Egel HaZohav, Vayoymer Hashem solachti kitvorecha. There was a response. Hashem said certain words. That's the tefillah of Hashem. That's the dibur of Hashem. Ki kol echot mi Yisroel, who chelek elokami mamish, because each and every single Jew represents a part of Hashem, literally. Ukefi chelkoi v'sharoshoi belakusli yisborach, and to the degree that each and every person represents a part of Hashem, kain yeshloi koyach lo'oirer melamala, to that degree that person has the ability to activate, to turn Hashem on, kaviyochel, to affect action on the part of Hashem. Ach bevadai yesh chilukim rabim. However, in this, there's all kinds of different levels. Kelekusa yisborach maloi kol hoilom, because Hashem's heavenliness fills the whole world. Meirum kol dargin at soif kol dargin, from the highest level to the lowest level. Ad tachlis diuta tachtoino, and Hashem's heavenliness reaches down to the lowest level. Vafilu be'eser kisrin demisavuso, even within the 10 levels of tuma, Hashem's heavenliness is found there also. Kemuva bedvorav zal come upon him, as is mentioned in many places in Likutei Moran. Ubefrat b'hatoyra miheri shechovetz chayim, and especially in chapter 32 in Likutei Moran chelek aleph. Rak shekol ma shehamadrego yoyser namucha. So the question is, what's the difference then? What's the difference between the higher level and the lower level? If you're telling me that Hashem is found in both of them, how is there any difference? The answer is, shekol ma shehamadrego yoyser namucha, the more we're dealing with a lower level, shom elokusoi betzimtzum yoyser, Hashem's heavenliness is more constricted, umelubosh belavushim yoyser, and it's cloaked in more clothing, like kaviyochel, it's covered up more, it's hidden more. V'alkein yesh chilukim umadregois rabois bein odom lechaveroi. Therefore, there are many differences between each and every single person. Uba'odom atzmoi, and even by a person himself, from one day to the next, could be major differences. Shetzorech lalois midarga ladarga, and that's why a Jew has to see to it to go from level to level. Kemavur b'hatorah zois choisem atoy choisem shanoiskem bo, as is explained in the chapter on Likutei Moran, upon which this whole halach is based on. Sheitzel kol echot kefi madregosoi yesh bechinas nigla v'nister, that when it comes to each and every single Jew, whatever level he's holding on, there is a nigla and nistor of the madrega that he's up to. Bechinas nase v'nishma, which corresponds to the concept of nase, I will do, v'nishma, and I will listen, I will understand. Shehem bechinas toiras Hashem v'toirasoi, which we said that corresponds to the concept of the person's Torah, that which he has acquired already, and the Torah Hashem, which refers to that portion of Torah which the person hasn't yet acquired. Shehem Bechinas Torah Utfila, which corresponds to the concept of Torah and Tfila. Torah is the thing that the person has already in a sense. The Tfila is what he's reaching for. Kamay Shekosov Shom, as is brought in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Hainu, now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Sheyesh echod, you can have one person, shenomuch ma'oid, who's on a very low level, she'enoi yochoi la'oirer b'toirosoi u'tfilosoi, elo chiyus elokus, hamalubosh b'levushim rabim v'tzimtzumim gedoilim, shemechaye eze madrega me'oilam ho'asiyo. You can have a Jew who's on a very low level, where as a result of his Torah and mitzvos, it turns on something by Hashem, but what does it turn on by Hashem? It turns on kaviyochel, Hashem's appearance within the lowest level of asiya, where Hashem's revelation there is very hidden. It's with a lot of levushim, it's very hidden, which means it's almost invisible. The effects of that person's tefillah are lost within all of those coverings and coverings. V'chein midarga ladarga, and this applies to each person on whatever level he's on. Depending on what level he's on, his Torah and mitzvos activates a response by Hashem on a corresponding level. V'alkein ikar hatikva hualidei hatzadikim agdoilim. Therefore, the main hope for Klal Yisrael, the main salvation of Klal Yisrael, depends upon the great tzadikim. shezoichem l'toiras Hashem u'tfilas Hashem mamish, who are zoiche to where because they are on such a high level, when they daven or learn, they activate a response from Hashem on the highest level, not on the lowest level, on the highest level. Shemeirim bonu shegam, they shine the Torah Hashem and Tfilas Hashem mamish on us. Shegam betachlis shiflus diuta tachtoina, so that a person were to find himself even on the lowest level, mishom nedabek atzmenu barotzein chozok letfilas Hashem mamish, to be able to give the person the ability to connect and attach himself with super desire to the Tfilas Hashem. Ki horotzoin chofshi lo'ilam, because desire is always available. No matter how much the Satan can tie a person's hands in preventing him from doing a mitzvah, he can't tie the person's desire up. He can't block the person from wanting to do the mitzvah. Kimavor le'el mizeh, as we spoke about this earlier, shebegoidel koyach hatzadikim nuchal lehizgaber barotzein chozok, that this is one of the main things that tzadikim are able to do for us. They are able to turn on in us an intense desire, shehu bechinas nishma, bechinas tefila, which corresponds to that upper level, the nishma, the tefila, lahamshech latzmoi rachmim v'chasodim mitfilas Hashem mamish, to give the Jew the ability to draw upon himself kindness that comes from this highest place, this tefilas Hashem, shemimenu nimshochim chasodim chadoshim b'chol yoyim shenem kolam loylam, where from that place comes forth a level of kindness that's so big that it's infinite and it's always available and it can solve any kind of problem. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to start a very interesting piece.